I'm currently in my kitchen talking to a phone, which is not really comfortable for me. So I kind of feel like this is going to be an interesting practice. Last night, I actually practiced while making some Swedish cardamom buns. After I had just gotten off a Zoom with some of my oldest, dearest friends that are all scattered across the country. And it wasn't really until pandemia, which is what I call this state of existence that we're in, that we would start having, you know, virtual gatherings, which is kind of a bright spot in an otherwise dark time, is that we have managed to figure out ways to have geography not be limiting to our hangs. Although it is still weird and I still don't like it. I don't do it very often, but it was very festive last night. And I am going to make for you a baker, which is still boggling my mind that I am making a dessert for someone whose work that I truly admire. But yeah, I thought I was gonna do this last night actually, but I was a little too drunk and stoned, but I looked awesome because I had completely gotten dressed up for the occasion slowly through the course of the day. I was finishing making this Christmas wreath since I'm leaving in a couple days. I wanted it to be finished. And it was inspired very much by my time in Oaxaca. The colors of Day of the Dead coinciding with the similar celebratory floral blooms that happen with Diwali, which I'm Indian and celebrate that badly. But this time I had just come back from Oaxaca and was inspired by the altars from Day of the Dead. And I've always thought that there's so much in common with the use of spice and flavoring in Oaxacan cuisine with cumin and coriander and, you know, Indian cuisine to a certain extent. I kept thinking the whole time, the first time I was ever in Oaxaca, which was a couple years ago, that my mom would love it. They have this flat blue corn tortilla crisp that is similar to a papur or papadum, depending on what part of India you're from. And yeah, I've already gone off track because this whole thing has been off track in many ways. I meant to do this yesterday, and now I feel like it's very essential to set a tone, which is generally how I operate. So I have copal burning in my kitchen. It's very cloudy. I was gonna have some Latin music playing, but I found it to be distracting because I'm trying to learn Spanish and I would just sing along really badly and I don't want you to hear that. So, as I was trying to figure out my audio setup and realized that my computer wasn't recording properly, I switched to my phone but then had to play music for my computer and decided to throw on what you're hearing now, which is a practice of me and my music wife partner, who I also, she's not my wife, but you know, we have a very close-knit, multi-sensory relationship because of the way we have to work together, which is, you know, immersive. You're gonna have a lot to listen to because I'm rambling, I'm sorry. But it's kind of just this long 20-minute practice, which I'm hoping I can get some banana bread made in. So I might teach two kinds of banana breads because I have six bananas. Oh, sorry, you're like right next to the bag. It must be so rusty. It's like ASMR. Yeah, I have six gorgeously browned bananas in front of me. So I might make two banana breads and freeze one, or make a giant banana bread cake. There's intention behind this particular banana bread in that it is my neighbor and amazing human being, Haley Ford's birthday. She is one of the most talented musicians ever. Her voice is just stunning. It's got this timbre to it that's deep and wild, and it like swirls around you and grips you in its grasp. Yeah, so I'm gonna try to make a swirly Oaxacan inspired birthday banana bread because she loves banana bread and she likes my banana bread. And I don't really have a specific banana bread that I tend to make, you know, but I do feel like I peaked after I came back from Oaxaca, which I feel like happens to me when I have a beautiful travel experience, when I come back and I'm excited to be at home again and it just kind of re-enervates me. And, you know, you and I have talked about the intersensory, the effect it all has on each other. And so even behind the scenes, I feel like things matter, which probably makes me really annoying to work with. But, you know, I really like having my space be a certain way before I begin. It's a part of mise en place, not only of your efficiency in the workspace, but also of your headspace, of your emotional space. So even all this fucking talking, which is also me being nervous and a little high and caffeinated. So I'll probably, how long is this gone? Is this even working? I'm sorry. Oh yeah, that was like 6 minutes of exposition. Let's get to this. So I'm gonna grab a couple bowls. I did not overly prepare my mise en place because I got distracted with finding the right sound and having sound issues. So I'm just gonna make a big batch of, I'm just gonna double the dough and then I will split everything before I do the mix-ins. I think that will be my plan. So I will talk as if I'm just doing one and then just describe it at the end. I'm taking two bananas right now and I have a medium bowl. I'm peeling them. I wish they were a little riper, but they'll do. And I'm actually doing four bananas, so I'll just speak in both, I guess. And I'm reserving an extra banana to the side because I like to slice them and put them in the mix after because they kind of melt into these like delicious, gooey, little sweet bombs of radness and that are quite moist. And moist is a very, you know, tempestuous word. I do find it kind of gross, actually. All right, have a little compost. Get going. I'm really excited to hear how this sounds. Like, I have the phone on the counter on this wood block, and then I'm doing things on the wood block. So, can you hear me smoosh the banana? I'm using a wooden spoon. Maybe I'll turn down the music. Hold on. It's just ambient anyway. You're really not missing anything. These bananas aren't as ripe as I would like, but also it's cold. So I'm wondering if that is affecting, the way it's smooshing. I love, that the banana bread is something that you can make so easily and it's so amazing out of things that are rotting and the life and death cycles that we live through constantly. I kind of feel like I've been put on a microcosmic display during the pandemic where I just jumped, and I know that was a leap, but I guess I'll go back and explain my thought process, which is just that a lot of the things that we became, desensitized to because of having, it's tricky. A lot of us have had different experiences. I personally have had a massive slowdown. I'm not working. I'm very, very lucky and grateful that my last job afforded me enough leisure as a consultant to, I'm being frugal, but I'm also not working. And I'm working on other things, of course, but it's given me more time for contemplation. I wish I was the type of person that would have gotten immediately productive, but that's not what happened. And I think that that's okay. I had this interesting discussion with my very productive friends last night about it. But ultimately, I think there's something in the space and the breath. I think there's a power in negative space. And there's something about bananas have become for me, once I started, you know, banana bread, the pandemic thing to make. There's something, I don't know, really lovely about it being like something that you're doing at the bitter end of its life, you know? Like, this banana's about to fucking rot. And all the best things I've ever made are out of things that are about to rot that I'm just trying to find a reuse for. And this type of ritual of cooking, because it kind of carries over to all the kinds of cooking or baking that I do, or drink making, all the things. I'm actually a drink maker, and here I am focused on baking, but I feel like baking has this calming, ritualistic quality that you can find in many other kind of, I think making soups and stews and long cooks kind of have this thing as well. But I also think that ritual also kind of circles around that mise en place again. You know, you're setting the tone of your space, and then I love that while it's cooking, you leave it the fuck alone and let it do its thing, and then you clean up and you have this beautiful space for when it's done. I like all that. Sometimes I'm not as excited about things like frying, you know, like for a quick meal, sure, but like when you're doing a multifaceted meal and it involves having to eat immediately after it's done, I'm like really bad at that. Like I like to make things pretty again and then eat. But that also goes a lot to my front of house experience, because being a beverage director and coming from bartender space is almost like you are doing some chefy things, you know, but you're doing it in front of a guest. And thus there is this, I don't know if that has an effect on it, but there's a huge attention paid to atmosphere. Is the music too loud? Is it too hot? You know, what are the lights doing? Like, I don't know. That attention to all those details has been for me a little bit, I would say exaggerated during pandemia, where the attention to the details, it's like when things have shrunk so much around you, then you notice everything. And I like it. There's an expansion within this contraction, I feel. All right, that was my super slow mashing of four bananas. So now I'm gonna grab I wrote down the recipe so I wouldn't be looking at my phone, because I can do that. Now I've misplaced it. Perfect. All right, I'm gonna preheat the oven. Mash bananas first, but that's okay. To 350. Always making sure that you haven't left something random in it, because I've been known to put art projects in there. cool. All right, I have some softened butter out. I need to melt it. So it calls for a half cup for one banana bread, but since I'm doing two, I'm just gonna do a whole thing of butter. And I don't have enough unsalted butter, so I'm just gonna do salted butter, but this is gonna be a chocolatey-based banana bread, and I honestly think that every chocolate gets, I don't know, electrified by a little bit of salt. And in fact, I do that a lot with drinks too. A pinch of salt can often, it cuts bitterness, and it also just adds complexity to your drinks, like a little sparkle. Sugar is the butter of drinks, and you know, of guests, that's what I call it. Like, you always need butter. All right, I'm going to melt this in a little oven safe bowl and just throw it in the oven. I probably should have done that beforehand too. So I guess while that's happening, I can pre-do some other things. I did toast hazelnuts ahead of time, rather than doing it while we were talking and doing this, because I figured that would be easier. I'm just trying to pull them. What you're listening to is the lazy Susan in this corner cabinet rolling around underneath where the phone is, because I totally had hazelnuts there and I don't know where they are. A very bizarre thing to misplace, but I'll use it in something savory. All right, I'm putting you on pause for a minute. Seriously, what'd you do with the Nandini? What the fuck did I... Oh. Oh, shit. It's been recording the whole time. Fuck. Hold on.